Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hi, this next podcast episode is called Cities of Refuge. It covers Deuteronomy chapter 19, verses 1 through 21. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://BibleInSmallerChunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. In doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, where it says not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible. And I was only able to attempt any of this after lots and lots of prayers, and that the Lord had it on my heart that means I'm not supposed to change the meaning of anything, that any passages in the Bible, although he does show ways to add to understanding that meaning, not changing the meaning, but making it so people can understand it better, or that they have the potential to. Sometimes that's by putting who's speaking and who's being spoken to. Quite often in the Bible it says he spoke to him, and it can be kind of tricky for people who are reading the Bible or listening to passages about the Bible to know who's speaking and who's being spoken to. So sometimes if I think that's problematic, I will put within brackets either who's speaking, who's being spoken to, or both. Only when I think it might be problematic for the listener to follow, or the reader to follow. Sometimes I compress, combine, and condense similar words. There are times I will put more current terms, like instead of victuals, I put the word food within brackets. I don't always tell you that because those aren't significant things. But there are other times that the Lord has it on my heart about something that might add potential clarity or understanding for someone. Put that within brackets, but I will change the font on the blog site so the person knows that that's been added for potential clarity. But the you can't see that, so I will say within brackets it says, and then I'll tell you whatever it is. Sometimes that's summarizing background information. You know, often it will be within one portion of a chapter of the Bible, it will talk about something, a whole nother book of the Bible or another chapter. And sometimes if the Lord has it on my heart, I'll paraphrase that briefly and put it within brackets, or put verses that kind of summarize that. And I will tell you within brackets, it says, just like I've mentioned. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format. It doesn't impact you as a podcast listener, because what I read to you is just how it is on the blog site. But it's in a table format, so hopefully the viewers on the blog site find that beneficial. Let's see, if I come to something that's foretelling of a future event, I'll say, there's an asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. And if I can summarize that briefly after I read that passage, I will. But most often, I'm not able to do it briefly, or it's too far reaching. And in those cases, I won't do so. If I come to something referring to what Jesus has spoken, his words will be in red. Obviously, you can't see that with a verbal podcast, but I will just tell you, you know, this was what Jesus said in red. This is only accomplished with primarily the King James Version Bible, lots and lots of prayers, and asking for God's guidance. And at times, I'll utilize BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, or other internet resources as necessary. Cities of Refuge, Deuteronomy 19, verses 1 through 20. Whoops, I forgot to tell you something. Also, I don't include repetitive text unless It adds new meaning or it's done for emphasis. And in not including ones that don't, it throws off the verse numbering. So I don't tell you this is verse 5, this is verse 6, this is verse 7. I tell you like I'm going to tell you right now. This is the book of the Bible, Deuteronomy, and it's covering chapter 19, and it's over verses 1 through 21, so that you know the vast majority of the pertinent information that the Lord had on my heart from this chapter to include will be within this podcast. Thanks for being patient. I omitted that, and then it popped in my mind at the last second. I'm glad God reminded me. Okay, when the Lord your God has cut off the nations in the land the Lord your God gives you, and you take over their land and live in their cities and in their houses, you shall set apart 3 cities in the midst of the land the Lord your God gives you to possess. You shall prepare roads for yourselves and divide the territory of the land and the Lord your God of the land that your Lord your God gives you into 3 parts, so every slayer may flee there. This is the case of the slayer who may flee there, so that you may live, and those who accidentally killed his neighbor, so he may live who accidentally killed his neighbor and didn't hate him in the past. Like when a man goes to the woods with his neighbor to cut wood and the axe head slips off the handle and strikes his neighbor and he dies, he may flee to one of those cities and live. Lest while he's angry, the avenger of blood chases the slayer and overtakes him because of the distance and kills him when he wasn't deserving of death, since he hadn't hated him in the past. Therefore, I command you to separate 3 cities for you. If the Lord your God enlarges your territory and gives you all the land like he has sworn and promised to give to your forefathers, if you shall keep and do all these commandments that I give you this day, to love the Lord your God and to always walk in his ways, then you shall add 3 more cities for you in addition to these 3. So innocent blood isn't shed, and no blood is upon you in the land that your Lord your God gives you for an inheritance. If any man hates his neighbor and lies in wait to ambush him and he dies and flees to one of these cities, then the elders of this city shall send for him for and deliver him to the avenger of blood, so that he may die. Your eyes shall not pity him, for you shall put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, so that it may... Okay, an aside. So when I'm reading this, innocent blood from Israel could sound like killing a man who didn't kill him on purpose. That's not what it means. It means the man killed somebody who was innocent. And that's what it means. So that it may be well with you, and you may not remove your neighbor's landmark put long ago to mark your inheritance in the land that your Lord God gives you to possess. The testimony of one witness shall not count against a man for any iniquity or sin that he does. At the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, the matter shall be established. If a false witness arises to testify a lie against a man, then both the men who have a controversy shall stand before the Lord, the priests, and the judges in those days. The judges shall diligently inquire, and if the witness is false and falsely testified against his brother, then you shall do that false witness that he wanted done to the person he was accusing. Okay, in a sec. In other words, if he wanted the man killed, you would kill him. If you wanted the man to pay so much money, you would charge him the so much money for witnessing falsely. So you shall put away the evil from among you. Your eye shall not pity, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. In a sec. But as you see, there's judges who are supposed to try these things. They're not just supposed to arbitrarily do that. Okay, the next podcast will be called When Going to Battle, and it's over Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 1 through 20. Please share this with others. Thank you. thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.